CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GV2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 21st of April, 2024, and here is the GV2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Dr. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, to continue as RSGB board chair. The RSGB has vacancies for regional representatives, and the Radio Communications Foundation is recruiting new trustees. The RSGB board has met for the first time since the Society's AGM, where three directors were endorsed to serve as nominated directors on the board, and one was confirmed as elected unopposed. The new board has chosen Dr. Stuart Bryant, GCYSX, to continue in the role of RSGB board chair until the 2025 AGM. You can find details of all RSGB board directors on the Society's website, and the board liaison roles will be confirmed and added to the page in the coming weeks. Go to rsgb.org/board for more information. At its recent AGM, the RSGB was delighted to confirm the unopposed election of five regional representatives. However, there are still vacancies for regional representatives in Region 11, which covers England South West and the Channel Islands, and also Region 12, which is England East and East Anglia. These vacancies will be filled by co-option until the 2025 AGM. If you live in one of these areas and are passionate about amateur radio, keen to support local radio amateurs and clubs, and have the skills to lead a volunteer team of district representatives in the region, this could be a role for you. To find out more, please contact Tony Miles, MM0TMZ, who is the board liaison for the regional team, via Mike Zero Tango Mike Zulu at rsgb.org.uk. The Radio Communications Foundation is a small charity dedicated to encouraging people to take up radio as a hobby, or, in the case of youngsters, considering an RF-based career. The RCF is proud to sponsor Arkwright Scholars, work with the RSGB in Bletchley Park to deliver radio building workshops, and to make grants for various projects around the United Kingdom. Further information is available via the RCF website at commsfoundation.org. The RCF is now looking to recruit a couple of new trustees to help it deliver its aims. Applicants should have an interest in radio communications and be prepared to be involved in decisions over grant making, delivering RCF projects, and attracting charity funding. The RCF would particularly like to hear from anyone with links to secondary education in the UK. Expressions of interest and applications should be sent to RCF Secretary at commsfoundation.org, preferably by the end of June. Following the introduction in February of the new Ofcom amateur radio licence conditions, the RSGB has continued to provide information and support radio amateurs to help them make the most of the changes. This has included updates, club talks, and a section of the AGM event focused on those licence changes. Go to the RSGB YouTube channel and choose the AGM recording from the Live tab, and then watch two sections. Firstly, the main board Q&A, which begins just after 1 hour and 18 minutes into the event and included some licensing questions from members. Secondly, a section from just before 2 hours and 33 minutes, which focused entirely on the new license conditions, and included three videos and a full live Q&A with four senior RSGB representatives. The Society has also published a wealth of information on its website, which you can find at rsgb.org/license-review. License with a C, of course. Nigel Lim, M7FFU, had a motorbike accident in 2015 that left him with permanent brain damage and partially blind in both eyes. But this didn't stop him pursuing his childhood dream of obtaining his amateur radio license. In December 2023, he passed the Foundation license exam. In the early 1970s, Sue Jacob, GW7YLS, was a shortwave listener and interested in amateur radio, but it wasn't until she retired and discovered that the exams no longer contained Morse code that she decided to get more involved. Within 18 months, she had passed all three license levels. One of the great things about amateur radio is that it is accessible to everyone. The RSGB is celebrating this by collecting stories of radio amateurs who have passed their foundation license or progressed through the license levels and are now discovering new aspects of amateur radio to enjoy. If you'd like to read more about Nigel, Sue and others, go to rsgb.org/student-stories. And if you'd like to share your story with the Society, email comms@rsgb.org.uk, and the RSGB will use as many as possible. A new amateur radio Facebook group has been formed for those who like getting out and about in motorhomes, campervans and caravans. The group welcomes all radio enthusiasts. To find out more or to join the group, search for UK Motorhome and Amateur Radio Group on Facebook. SOS Radio Week is an annual event that takes place throughout the month of May to celebrate the work of the volunteers of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, independent lifeboats, and National Coastwatch stations around the British Isles. Between them, members of these organisations save many people who are in danger along and around the thousands of miles of coastline and further out to sea. This year is the 200th anniversary of the founding of the RNLI, Royal National Lifeboat Institution, and SOS Radio Week is being co-branded SOS Radio Week 200 for those operators that are supporting the RNLI during the event. Participants can operate from home, a public location, or a lifeboat or coastwatch station with appropriate authorisation from the station manager. A commemorative certificate will be available to all official stations that record their contacts on the website, together with awards for the top individual and club or group stations on each band from 160 metres to 70 centimetres. Registration for individual and group operators is available via sosradioweek.org.uk. International Marconi Day will take place on Saturday the 27th of April. Once again, the Cornish Amateur Radio Club is organising and running an event. Lots of amateur radio stations will be operating from sites that Marconi operated from or had a personal connection with. For more information and to view a list of the stations that are taking part, follow the International Marconi Day link on the Golf X-Ray 4 Charlie Romeo Charlie.com website. And now for details of rallies and events. Andover Radio Amateur Club boot sale is taking place today at Wildhorn Village Hall, Tangley, Wildhorn, Andover, postcode Sierra Papa 11, Zulu Juliet Echo. The doors open at 10 a.m. for visitors, 9 a.m. for sellers. Entry costs £2, the fee for a field pitch is £8, and the cost for a table in the hall is £10. For more information, visit Alpha Romeo, Alpha Charlie, .org.uk. Cambridge Repeater Group Rally was due to take place today at Foxton Village Hall, CB22 6 RN, but it's been postponed until Sunday the 14th of July. For more information, contact Lawrence M0LCM on 07941972724 or email rally2024@cambridgerepeaters.net or visit cambridgerepeaters.net. Now the special event news. In celebration of World Amateur Radio Day, Martin, OK1RR, and Slavek, OK1TN, are active as Oscar Lima 1 Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta until the 30th of April. They are operating CW only on the HF bands. QSL via Logbook of the World. Paper QSLs will not be available. DARC Special Event Callsign Delta Alpha 2 for Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta is active until the 30th of April, also in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Now the DX news. John AD8J is active as Hotel Romeo 9/Alpha Delta 8 Juliet from Roatan Island, NA057, until the 28th of April. He operates CW, FT4, FT8 and possibly SSB on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to John's home call. TJ, PE1OJR, is active as Papa Juliet 4, Tango Bravo from Bonaire, SA006, until the 28th of April. He's operating SSB, FT8 and FT4 on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Michael GM5AUG and Kevin 2E0WMG will be active from the Western Isles of Scotland with a focus on Barra and the Uis from Friday the 26th of April until Saturday the 4th of May. Worktall Britain hunters will be interested to know that the team will be visiting Fury, or perhaps it's Furi, NF61, and RSK, NF80, which have never before been activated. The guys will be active on the 2-meter 77s and HF bands, as well as the LEO satellites, using CW, FM, SSB, and packet radio. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 23rd, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 18.30 to 21.30 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 24th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 20.00 to 21.00 UTC using CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday the 25th, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using PSK63 and RITI, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The UK and Ireland DXCW contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 27th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 28th of April. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. The SPDX RITI contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 27th of April and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 28th of April. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SP stations also send their province code. The MGM contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 27th of April and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 28th of April. Using machine-generated modes on the 6 and 2 meter bands, the exchange is your report and 4 character locator. And finally, on Sunday the 28th, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using 75 volt RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where concerts are permitted. The exchange is your serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. Last week saw a welcome return of sunspots, but unfortunately it also brought unsettled geomagnetic conditions. By Thursday the 18th, the solar flux index was back above 200, hitting 217. Compare that to the previous week's 131, and you can see that there is a lot more activity. But with 12 active regions visible, it looks like we could be in for a bumpy ride over the next 7 days. The KP index hit 5 on the evening of Tuesday the 16th of April after the interplanetary magnetic field, or BZ, swung southwards, sparking visible aurora in the UK as far south as Dartmoor. This impacted the ionosphere, pushing MUS over a 3,000 km path down, with recovery not showing itself until 0930 UTC on Wednesday the 17th. The 10-metre band is struggling to open at times, although you may find FT8 still passing weak signals. SSB operators might be better advised to look at the 12 and 15-metre bands, which may provide a richer pickings. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline to be in the range of 170 at the beginning of the week, falling to between 135 and 140 at the end of the week. The risk of an M-class flare is currently at 75%, with an X-class event at 20%. Despite this, NOAA predicts the KP index will be around 2 for all of next week. However, there's a chance that a flare and associated CME could scupper that completely. If we do get a coronal mass ejection, or CME for short, we can expect the KP index to rise roughly 48 hours after the event, perhaps hitting 5 or more, and possibly sparking visible aurora from the UK again. Overall then, it's good news on the sunspot front, but not so good for geomagnetic activity, which could see MUS fall if any flares and CMEs come to fruition. Now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather is likely to remain in an unsettled state, despite temporary high pressure moving across the country this weekend. This may bring some tropo, but it's cold air high and probably not the best for enhanced VHF conditions, except for localised overnight or early morning temporary lifts. The rest of the time, there will continue to be an unsettled flavour to the weather, so this leads to the possibility of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, especially if we get heavy April showers. The first weekend coincides with the peak of the Lyrid meteor shower, with the peaks tonight, the 21st and 22nd, so it's worth checking the usual meteor scatter frequencies. If you're not familiar with meteor rates and variations from day to day, then visit the excellent Radio Meteor Observing Bulletin at romeomikeoscarbravo.org, which gives an hourly display from various locations around the world. You can find many other useful links to meteor scatter resources by searching for meteor scatter at rsgb.org. The sun has woken up a little since last week, and a few auroral flutter signals on the LF band suggest you shouldn't give up yet for this spring. As usual, keep a watch on the KP index going above 5. The late April period can provide some fleeting early season sporadic events, especially on the 10 and 6 meter bands, a couple of weak 5 megahertz sporadic critical frequencies were noted during late afternoon on Wednesday the 17th on the Dour plot shown at propquest.co.uk. For EME operators, Moon declination goes negative again today, the 21st, but path losses are falling as we passed apogee yesterday. 144 megahertz sky noise is low, but rising to moderate by the end of next week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30pm. On Thursday, members are meeting at Farnborough Memorial Hall from 7:30pm. Contact is via Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group is meeting at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, from 8pm. Contact is golf4kilopapamike.co.uk. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS164NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .org.uk or via Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at The Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30am. On Wednesday at 7:30pm, Terry M0TJX will be giving a talk entitled April Snippets. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8pm and contact is Terry M0TJX Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk or 07889208090. And on Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8pm. Contact is golf4whiskeysierramike.club. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30pm. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm till 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. New and old members are always welcome. Contact is Ken Smith 07411 595103 or via the website MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF146EA at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm to 10:30pm most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10am. On Tuesday, there'll be a net on 145.375 megs from 8pm. Thursday sees members meeting at a clubhouse evening. At the meeting on Thursday, Roger, GW6HRU, will be giving a talk entitled Cryptography from Caesar to Quantum, an introduction to encryption and decryption. Contact is gw4ezw.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. On this Tuesday, the Society is having a cheese and pickles evening. More information about the Society can be found by visiting gw2fof.co.uk or phoning John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9pm at the St John's Ambulance Station, Line Road, Newport, NP20 5JG. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 megs from 7pm. Contact is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.